Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 11, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Corn futures were lower in overnight trading after the U.S. Department of Agriculture's outlook for domestic ending stockpiles came in above trade expectations. USDA on Friday said it expects corn inventories at the end of the marketing year on August 31st of around 2.172 billion bushels, unchanged month to month. Analysts polled by Reuters expected the agency to reduce its forecast for ending stocks to 2.159 billion bushels. Global ending stocks, however, were just below forecast at 319.6 million metric tons, down from the February outlook for 322.1 million. And the trade estimate for 329.4 million. Soybean inventories on August 31st are now projected by the government at 315 million bushels, unchanged from the previous forecast, but behind trade expectations compiled by Reuters for 319 million. World stocks are seen at 114.3 million metric tons, USDA said, down from the prior outlook for 116 million, but on par with analyst forecasts. U.S. wheat stockpiles were pegged by the agency at 673 million bushels, up from the previous forecast for 658 million, and well ahead of the trade outlook for 657 million bushels. Global wheat inventories at the end of the grains marketing year on May 31st are now projected at 258.8 million metric tons. That's down from the February forecast for 259.4 million tons, and just behind the 259.1 million tons seen by analysts. Corn futures were down 4 cents to 435 and 3/4 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 6 and a quarter cents to 1177 and 3/4 a bushel. Soy meal lost 330 to $338.10 a short ton. And soy oil added 0.14 cent to 46.31 cents a pound. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 1.5 cents to 536 and a quarter a bushel. And Kansas City futures dropped 4 cents to 584 and 3/4 a bushel. Speculators increased their net short positions, or bets on lower prices, on soybeans in the 7 days that ended on March 5th, according to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors held a net 160,290 futures contracts in soybeans last week. That's up from 151,030 contracts a week earlier, and marks the largest bearish position since May 2019. Money managers, however, reduced their bearish positions in corn last week, reducing their net longs to 285,580 futures contracts from 287,795 7 days earlier. In wheat, investors lowered their net short positions in hard red winter futures to 39,979 contracts from 41,458 the week prior. Hedge funds and other large investment firms increased their bearish bets on soft red winter wheat to 64,833 contracts from 55,966 the previous week, the CFTC said. The weekly commitment of traders report from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission shows trader positions in futures markets. The report provides positions held by commercial traders or those using futures to hedge their physical assets, non-commercial traders or money managers, also called large speculators, and non-reportables or small speculators. A net long position indicates more traders are betting on higher prices, while a net short position means more are betting futures will decline. Extremely dry weather is forecast from eastern Wyoming east into northwestern Iowa and south into the Texas Panhandle, according to the National Weather Service. Winds in parts of eastern Nebraska and western Iowa will be sustained from 20 to 25 miles per hour starting this afternoon. Gusts of up to 40 miles per hour are expected. Relative humidity will drop as low as 12%. In southwestern Kansas and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, wind gusts from 30 to 40 miles per hour are forecast for today. Critical fire weather conditions return today, with the highest potential in the north and western panhandles, the National Weather Service said.